most communist regimes, we actually observe party activists and leaders consuming very little. So it wasn't their superiority in riches that created the inequality. It was the fact that they had the power to order other people around and threaten them with dire consequences if they didn't obey. I think that the obsession with distributive justice, not to say that distributive justice is unimportant, but it's only one of many egalitarian concerns. And the obsession with distributive justice has, I think, often tended to obscure unequal social relations, which are at least equally important as considering how much stuff I have compared to how much stuff you have. And those relations have to do with who gets to order other people around, who gets to make decisions without taking other people's concerns and interests into account, and who is stigmatizing other people, treating them as contemptible beings or beneath contempt even.